This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, we have InfoWars news.
Yes.
Your buddy Alex Jones, of course, he is bankrupt, and he's auctioning off all of his things.
Yeah.
In bankruptcy.
Yeah, they make them. Giuliani had to do this.
Yeah.
Although they go through and they seize all the assets.
Yeah, so InfoWars, his platform, went up for auction.
Yeah.
And guess who bought it? This is great. And the letter that this guy wrote talking about why he bought it is even better.
Yes.
The Onion.
Mm-hmm.
The satirical news.
Bought InfoWars.
Site, The Onion, bought InfoWars, which is so great. Now, Jones is pushing back. And actually, I think a court has stepped in. And because he argued something about how it wasn't a fair.
Yeah.
Proceeding or something.
Like he refused to leave the building, I guess.
Well, they said that, okay, so The Onion bought it. They were announced as the winning bidder. Hours later, InfoWars headquarters in Austin and its websites were shut down, and Jones was broadcasting from a new studio he had set up before the bankruptcy auction. But by Friday morning, InfoWars and its websites were back up and running for reasons that were not entirely clear. A judge, Christopher Lopez, in Houston on Thursday ordered another hearing to be held next week. He wants to know what happened with the auction and how the bankruptcy trustee chose The Onion over the other bidder, which is a company affiliated with a Jones product selling website.
I'm mildly confused.
A court hearing is typically held after a bankruptcy auction to finalize the winning bids and sales and to hear any objections. So the process in Jones' case hasn't strayed far from the usual just yet.
All right. But it.
So they have to kind of show why they chose The Onion.
Sure.
But
as of right now, The Onion technically owns InfoWars.
Technically, yes, which is great. And here, let me read you a piece of the letter.
I saw this. This is great.
His name is Bryce. Yeah. I don't know how to pronounce his last name. I assume he's the owner of The Onion?
I would assume.
Or is this a bit, too? Because I can never tell with The Onion.
Yeah, I think this is the guy that actually owns The Onion, or maybe one of the controlling partners.
So he says, today we celebrate a new addition to the global Tetrahedron LLC family of brands. And let me say, I really do see it as a family. Much like family members, our brands are abstract nodes of wealth, interchangeable assets for their patriarchs to absorb and discard according to the opaque whims of the market. And just like family members, our brands regard one another with mutual suspicion and malice. All told, the decision to acquire InfoWars was an easy one for the global Tetrahedron executive board. Founded in 1999 on the heels of the Satanic Panic and growing steadily ever since, InfoWars has distinguished itself as an invaluable tool for brainwashing and controlling the masses. With a shrewd mix of delusional paranoia and dubious anti-aging nutrition hacks, they strive to make life both scarier and longer for everyone. A commendable goal. They are a true unicorn capable of simultaneously inspiring public support for billionaires and stoking outrage at an inept federal state that can assassinate JFK but can't even put a man on the moon. Through it all, InfoWars has shown an unswerving commitment to manufacturing anger and radicalizing the most vulnerable members of society, values that resonate deeply with all of us at Global Tetrahedron. No price would be too high for such a cornucopia of malleable assets and minds, and yet, in a stroke of good fortune, a formidable special interest group has outwitted the hapless owner of InfoWars, a forgettable man with an already forgotten name, and forced him to sell at a steep bargain, less than $1 trillion. Which I guess the bid was like, was it like $3.5 million or something?
Like
it was very low.
It was very
low. I mean,
low.
That's low for...
And I guess there wasn't a lot of people that had interest, and they actually went, the Onion people went to the survivors, the family, the Sandy Hook families, which are the ones that sued him, and asked, hey, are you okay if we buy this, even though it may not, you know, it may not be as much as you guys are hoping for? And I guess a bunch of the Sandy Hook families were all about the Onion buying it because it was,
well, yeah,
like, it was like a slap in the face to Alex Jones.
So then he writes, make no mistake, this is a coup for our company and a well-deserved victory for multinational elites the world over. What's next for InfoWars remains a live issue. The excess funds initially allocated for the purchase will be reinvested into our philanthropic efforts that include business school scholarships for promising cult leaders, a charity that donates elections to at-risk third world dictators, and a new pro bono program pairing orphans with stable factory jobs at no cost to the factory. As for the vitamins and supplements, we are halting their sale immediately. Utilitarian logic dictates that if we can extend even one CEO's life by 10 minutes, diluting these miracle elixirs for public consumption is an unethical waste. Instead, we plan to collect the entire stock of the InfoWars warehouses into a large vat and boil the contents down into a single candy bar size omnivitamin that one executive, I will not name names, may eat in order to increase his power and perhaps become immortal. All will be revealed in due time. For now, let's enjoy this win and toast to continued consolidation of power and capital. That from the owner of the Onion. And I'm sorry, that's fantastic.
Yeah, if you go to InfoWars, the headline is live exclusive Alex Jones returns to InfoWars historic studios after judge blocks sale to the Onion. Massive legacy media Democrat hoax has collapsed.
Democrat hoax.
You know what the weird, I mean,
yes,
there's so many weird things about InfoWars,
wow,
right? Like,
I don't know much about, I mean, I just know Alex Jones.
Yeah, he's just insane. So they just go on there and it's an online thing and they just, you know, they throw out the most insane things. But do you know how they make their money?
Vitamins and supplements?
Yeah. So that's the part that I think, honestly, that I have the hardest time wrapping my head around. So you go there, he gets people to go there, and it's just badass crazy stuff. Lizard people, deep, you know, the whole deal, right? All the conspiracy theories. But they don't really make money off that. The people that go there then buy vitamins and supplements. Like, what?
Well, when you trust him about these conspiracies and catastrophes, of course he's going to make you healthier if he's got a couple vitamins for you.
I'm sorry, it's actually kind of genius because it's you're building your audience of people that will trust you because you're the only one saying these things.
And you build it on the back of the ridiculous stuff, and then you're like, here's a new cell phone plan. It'll be good for you.
Exactly.
Like, you just,
it's genius.
It actually makes a lot of sense.
I struggle with that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Of all the ways that you can make money, so all the dum-dums go there.
Well,
and
he
then they buy vitamins.
But see, here's the thing. He couldn't sell his vitamins and supplements without the dum-dums.
Yeah.
So what he did was he roped all the dum-dums in, and now they're like, oh, this guy's great. I'm going to buy his vitamins and supplements. This guy really knows what I need in my body.
Yeah, I guess.
He knows what's ruining the world. Clearly, he knows what's best for me.
Because he's telling the truth.
Yes. And so only he would
only
have...
Only he has what it takes extend my life.
I assume that you had to pay for the podcast or like Patreon type stuff, but no, it's just vitamins.
Free.
So right now you can get 40% off of bodies. See what they did there.
What's in
bodies?
It? Like, do you know what's in these things?
It's a whole body support, anti-inflammatory, joint support, the whole deal.
But something tells me we don't actually know what's exactly in them.
But you can get Survival Shield X2.
See, there you go. And then the names.
You can get Brain Force Ultra.
I'd like that.
Yeah?
Yeah, give me the Brain Force.
Concentrated Beet Extract.
No.
Do you want DNA Force Plus?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You want the real Red Pills Plus?
I would love for Alex Jones's vitamin pills to make my DNA stronger. So, yes.
Yeah. I like that they have the real Red Pills. I mean, and these things, like they just sell like hotcakes. Rebel Zen CBD, that's full spectrum. You got to get that. If you ever wonder how dumb people are, realize that this man made tens of millions of dollars selling supplements to crackpots. And I watched that thing on InfoWars, and the way they discovered that is every time that he would put out a crazy, like the craziest theory, all the sales of the vitamins would go up. And that's where they learned to just go as big as humanly possible. Because every time you got something, lizard people or whatever, then people would go on and buy, beet extract. Or, of course, DNA Force Plus, which, by the way, that's $90 for a bottle of DNA Force Plus. It is the most powerful InfoWars life formula yet. The most powerful.
I think it's amazing how many people don't recognize that people like him, and there are many, many others.
Yeah.
Clay Travis comes to mind.
Yeah.
These are people that have sold their souls to fool you.
Yeah.
You know, like they're just doing...
And to profit off of fool.
They're just doing bits. Yeah. And that, like they
don't... It's not just fooling you. It's fooling you and taking your money.
Well, there's no backbone to them. Like, imagine being a person who will just want... Who you want money so bad that you will just prey on dum-dums and say anything and then get them to pay you money.
Yeah.
You
lots
know, like,
of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, imagine having that kind of character. And what's really frustrating is that they don't see it. It's so obvious. These clowns are total trolls, and it's all a bit, and they don't believe 90% of the things that they're telling you.
No.
But they know other dummies do, and so they just keep saying, like, imagine that life. It's really incredible. And there's a billion of them.
Yeah.
Well, like some people think Trump's one of them.
So this is $90 a month.
Fooling all of you.
It's regular $140, and this is literally what they say. Many scientists agree that aging may potentially be affected by cellular damage from dangerous chemicals called reactive oxygen species, a type of free radical. I love how he says many scientists may potentially. I mean, and then he says, if reactive oxygen species are released in your cells, then antioxidants like these, the ones that he's selling you, may be helpful to neutralize them. And then what's inside DNA Force Plus? Like three things, and then that I've never heard of before, and then many more ingredients! Exclamation point. And people are buying this at $90 a month. $90 for a 1 month supply.
Other ingredients. Exclamation.
Many.
Many other ingredients.
Many other ingredients.
That we won't tell you about.
Well, you can't. There's too many. There's too many.
What percentage of people do you think are under a spell like this? Like how many?
10, 15%?
Yeah.
In one way or another? I'm not just... And by the way, 4.9 stars on the reviews here. My favorite being from Brett Boback. Seems to help. Yeah. That's just seems to help.
All right, coming up next.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.